Well, happy Friday morning to you. So glad you can join us here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Sean Bellegian sitting in, Cam Knox and Thomas, Brian Morton here as well. And with the news breaking late yesterday, of course, coupled with the news earlier in the day, to me, boy, coincidence to nobody that all these charges against the president and the former president being levied on the same day, that's just the political climate that we live in. Let's be honest, who better to talk to in regards to the now up to seven different counts against the former president, Donald Trump. Matthew Schneider is going to try to clear this up for us. Of course, former United States attorney who focuses his practice on white collar investigation, high profile, high stakes litigation, 25 years of experience working in state in federal government and law enforcement, currently a partner at Honigman, the largest Michigan-based law firm. Matthew, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us this morning. And try to clear this all up for us, because I think, as we were talking about earlier this morning, another day, another round of charges. I think a lot of people are just, quite frankly, Matthew, exhausted by all of this.
They are, and they might not be done being exhausted, because there are still other ongoing investigations regarding Donald Trump, and so this might not be the end of it. What we do know now is there has been a report, and even the president himself has said he's been indicted on seven different counts, and some of this information has been already talked about. It's predicted that these relate to the removing of the government records, the possessing of the national security defense documents, that's the Espionage Act. But then there are some real unknowns that we're waiting to see when this paperwork is filed in the court. We're waiting to see if there are accounts of witness tampering or obstruction of justice or false statements or conspiracy. And that really raises the bar. So those types of things haven't come out yet. And we're all waiting to see. The president is supposed to appear in court on Tuesday to be arraigned and told what the charges are. And we'll all know more either then or before then.
Matthew, I'm so glad that you bring that up, because, you know, unfortunately we are led at this point in time to kind of buy into, well, this is being alleged and that's being alleged. I know one of the things that is alleged to be thrown out there is the Espionage Act. He's going to be accused of violating the Espionage Act, and that's something that could land him 10 years behind bars if there's any meat to that?
It could, but no one really ever serves that length of time, because there are sentencing guidelines. So we're really talking about a much shorter time. Out of full disclosure, I do represent witnesses in this special counsel investigation. I can't tell you who they are, but sure. I'm very familiar with the special counsel's activities and what he's doing in these cases. And that Espionage Act, really, that is the core of the documents case. The Espionage Act has that sinister sounding name. It sounds like it's about spying. It really is about, if you possess documents related to the national security and you're not authorized to possess those, that's a violation. So it's not about spying. But of course, the president is defending and saying, I declassified this. And that is part of the battle that we're going to be seeing in the months to come.
You are absolutely right, because I mean, like pretty much anybody else, when you hear espionage, you're, huh? What? If this is basically, correct me if I'm wrong here, and this is why we're having you on as the expert. It is alleged that he willfully retained documents despite the government's efforts to get them back. Is that the best way to describe it?
That is a good way. And that's also kind of a comparison between what you see with Biden or Pence and these other folks, where those allegations are, yes, we told them, or they told us, that they have documents that they shouldn't have, and so they returned them. The allegations here are is that former President Trump knew he had these documents, but yet he concealed that, he continued to hold them. There could be an allegation that he even destroyed documents. That's been reported out in the media. But again, let's not speak too hastily to this, because we don't know. And a lot of people are jumping to his defense. Well, that's precarious too, because we don't even know what the charges are. So we all have to have a cooler head that prevails until we know what's going on.
Well, and that's why we give you a call, Matthew. Once again, Matthew Schneider kindly joining us, a partner at Honigman, the largest Michigan-based law firm. So basically, we all have to hold our breath and wait till Tuesday to see exactly what is entailed in this. Is that the best way to put it moving forward?
Either that, or the special counsel will unseal these documents ahead of time, which also happens. And then the game begins with the normal course. The president has to go into court, be told what the charges are. He has to enter his appearance. He has to get his lawyer. And then the court dates are set. And then we'll see that all the way through to whether there's going to be a trial in this case or not. But that could take a year or more. Oftentimes, these cases take several years to get rolling.
Incredible. Matthew Schneider, I can't think of anybody better to talk to simplify this for the masses. And much respect to you. Appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great day.
You do the same. Matthew Schneider kindly joining us here. And the circus continues. It's absolutely amazing. So I guess we're going to all have to wait and find out. So much is being alleged. Again, seven counts is what's being thrown out there right now. So should be a fun weekend with a lot of speculation and innuendo.